Hello, this is Dennis, and today's topic is on chord embellishments. A lot of students ask me how to embellish chords for a lot of different reasons. Some of them are singer-songwriters, and okay, picture yourself as one of them if you're not one of them, and you're singing, playing by yourself and accompanying your singing on acoustic guitar. And then, in the breaks, in the instrumental breaks, when there's no voice, it feels like either the bottom's going to drop out if you're going to do single note lines like little, quote, guitar solo, or you're going to keep on strumming the same chords that you were during the verse or chorus, and there's nothing new going on, and it's just like everyone's waiting there. You're waiting there for the next verse. So that's one of the reasons people ask me for chord embellishments. Another reason is if they're in a band and they want to do something rhythmically and harmonically more creative than just strum chords. Or suppose that there's another guitarist in the band and that guitarist is strumming, you know, basic chords. And you want to be the cool, creative, you know, accompaniment guitarist. You know, lead guitarist doesn't necessarily only have to mean, you know, the person who does the solos. So there's that. And there's plenty other reasons, too, just to enhance your harmonic and rhythmic vocabulary on the guitar. There's so much fun to be had. And so it just so happens that we were in the studio the other day with a tune that I wrote for a client. I mean, I wrote the music for it. He had the lyrics already. And it just so happens that there was no pianist when I showed up. It was originally supposed to be guitar, and I would play bass. I'm sorry, it was originally supposed to be drums, a pianist, and a vocalist, and then I was supposed to play bass and guitar. When I got there was no pianist, so I did my usual acoustic guitar strummy bit and bass. And then I said to the guys, well, if you're going to get a pianist, it's a little hard to know how much to lay down. You know, it'd be easier if I could hear the piano first and then lay another electric track over it. But we didn't have that option. So anyway, long story short, when we finished with the acoustic and the electric guitar, everyone was like, oh, well, this sounds great. We don't need piano. And I'm not bringing this up to toot my own horn. I'm just simply saying that it was a nice feeling to, with just two tracks, one acoustic and one electric, fill out a song enough that the client was happy and they didn't need a pianist. So in the end, I saved them, you know, $100 or whatever they would have paid him. And so they were happy. And the track, I think, sounds good. So I would like for you to listen to, there's several things. The track itself, the finished, you know, product. There's the chord chart so you can follow along what's happening. And then the acoustic guitar part separately, which I got from the guy. I just happened to time it right where I asked him for it. And on the same day where he was mixing it, he sent it over to me just now. The acoustic guitar track, which is relatively sort of boring, which I did on purpose because I knew other stuff was going to be layered on top of it. And then the one I want you to pay attention to particularly is the electric guitar track. The electric guitar track has lots of chord embellishments, and I want you to just listen to it. Take the time and listen to all three, and you can get excited about these types of embellishment vocabulary, these types of embellishment vocabulary usages that are in your immediate future, and that I'm excited to show you. There's a lot of audio and PDF and even video on this topic from me that you can have access to, and as well as, of course, doing it in your lessons. So this is an introduction to the wonder and beauty of chord embellishments on the guitar. Enjoy. It's called In That Moment.